Hey everyone, John here, and welcome to another live product creation module. As usual, guys, please let me know you can hear me. Just let me know you can also see my screen as well. You should be looking at the optimized press download page. I'm just waiting, there's usually always a delay at this moment. Claudio can hear me, I do believe. Anyone else, guys, just before I go off further? Yeah, John can hear me too. Brilliant, brilliant. Okay, guys. First of all, sorry about moving the time to today. I really did want to sort of try and make this the last webinar. And we will be covering just about everything we need to cover tonight. But there is one or two little things that I'm going to have to sort of do after the festive period. I want to do a Q&A session. And I want to make sure that everything, you know, is covered that I want to cover. So, you know, it's certainly possible that once we've gone through all of the training, there might be something else you guys might want me to teach you, and then I cover that as well. I want you to be perfectly happy with everything we've done. So tonight I'm going to show you how to protect your pages. You know, a lot of people are, you know, think it's very, very important to protect thank you pages and download pages and things like that. I'm going to show you how to the correct way to set up your affiliate program. And I'm also going to show you some of my JV pages. So really, you will be in a position to launch a product, although we will not be launching anything today. I wouldn't launch a product literally 2 days before Christmas. And I'll also show you how to set up a product in JVZoo. Okay? So the first thing I want to cover is protecting our content. And for that, we need Optimize Member. There are other membership scripts out there. And to be honest, you can use any one you want. Optimize Member, for me, it does what I want it to do, but there are other plugins out there. You've got Wishlist, and the, you know, there's tons and tons of products out there that will protect your content. And if you're just, you know, if you're just selling something like a report or an ebook or something along those lines, it's not massively important to protect your content, although I prefer to. Okay. First thing we need to do is download Optimize Member, which is here. Okay. So I'm just in the download page of Optimize Member, and I've downloaded it, and here it is here. Okay, so that's it there. Now, this is a plugin, so we need to install this on our WordPress install. So I'm at my test blog. I need to go to appearance. Sorry, I need to go to plugins and click plugins and then add new. Now, this is again something I could have probably prepared early, but I want to do this live. So all I'm doing is browsing and going to my desktop, finding Optimize Member, and that's going to take a couple of minutes to upload. There you go. You see it, if you look in the bottom left corner, you can see that's going. This buys us a couple of minutes. Feel free to ask any questions at this moment in time. But what I do want to sort of cover as well, and I give you these links in advance, is there are different ways to integrate JVZoo with Optimize Member, and I want to send you them all. There's this method here, which I haven't used. There's this advanced method, which is the method I use for the product creation workshop. And there's this simple method, which I've also used for a version of the product creation workshop. So you may have seen me use either the advanced method or this simple method. Now, the simple method, this one here, involves creating just a simple free sign-up page. And that's it. And it gives you basically a link that you can, where you can add a form for people to register for your to get access to your product. Okay, and that's what we'll be covering tonight. So let me just quickly, we've got a couple of questions. Let me just go back to the plugins to see how we're getting on. Oh, we're nearly there. John's asking, if we have a website with a thank you page, a web blog page and a squeeze page, would we hide the squeeze and thank you pages or just protect them? If you are referring to the squeeze page, what someone will basically fill out a form before they access your product, if you use the advanced methods that I've just showed you, you could protect them. So someone would have to buy your product before you get access to the form that they will then fill out to get your product. And if you use the advanced method, I do believe that might happen automatically. You guys will remember when you signed up for Product Creation Workshop, the method with Optimize Member and JVZoo means you still have to fill out a form, but there's other plugins where it will happen automatically. But I walk you through what I'm this simple method tonight, and hopefully this will give you some better ideas. Okay, so as you can see, we are done here. We need to activate the plugin. Okay. And hopefully we're not going to have any issues. Okay, so it's done. So that's optimized member there. Now you can see we have optimized press here, which we've used many, many times, which is the theme. And we have optimized member, which is the plugin. Okay. Now the first thing I'm going to do is go to my general options. And the first thing I want to do is define a couple of levels. Now, first of all, I want to sort of point out in optimized member, in the members area, there are tons and tons of videos, tons of tutorials. I'm actually quite a beginner with optimized member. I've used it on a couple of sites, but you know, when it comes to the advanced sort of things, I can't teach you that. Okay, if there's anything really, really advanced, like custom scripts and things like that, that's something I can't teach. Okay, but what I can do is teach you the basics. Now, as you can see at this moment, you can have 10 levels, and I do believe you can add more. I think, and you know, there's other ways to add more levels, but I can't see why anyone would have more than 10 levels. But I'm just going to create two levels, okay? I'm going to call this traffic level 1 bronze. This is just for example purposes, okay? Let me just copy this. So that's level 1, and I'm going to create traffic level 2 silver, okay? Now, these could be anything. This could be advanced training. That could be traffic level 1 could be PDF material. Traffic level 2 could be video material. But what you have to understand here is, you know, you've got different levels for different access to your product. So if you have, you know, a level where you have to pay, someone has to pay extra, or if you've got a one-time offer, you would maybe put that content on a separate page, and that will be a separate level. But what you must understand here is, with Optimize Member, the levels work in such a way that level 2 automatically gets access to level 1. So level 7 would automatically get access to level 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's just the way it works, okay? So whatever the top level access is, that level will get access to every single level below it. Now, to make things even more complicated, you can also have packages. Now, if you just want to protect one page, such as an OTO, You can have a package. In fact, I'll just create a package. I'll just call this OTO1. Just hopefully I'll be able to explain later. And then if someone has access to that package, they can access that content as well. I hope this is making sense. It might not be, but you know, once we get through it, hopefully it'll work. Right, so I want to save that for now. Just want to make sure we're doing things right. Right, now I've got to configure a membership options page. As you can see, I'm getting told here, go to general options, membership options page. This is here, okay? Now, what I want to do first of all, I just want to check I've got this right. Yeah, non-member. What I want to show you first of all is a page I created. Now, all I did was I duplicated my support page, okay? So I just cloned it and I created a non-member page. Let me just view this page for you. So basically, this is a page someone will see if they haven't got access to a level. Okay. So if someone's accessing, let's say, a one-time offer, or the menu's up here, one-time offer, they click that, they will see this error. Okay. Now you can word this however you want. I have it worded in such a way, just saying you are not authorized. If you believe you're seeing this page in error, try logging in here, and that takes them to the login page. Okay. And if not, visit my help desk. So you must specify a page. So I've just duplicated the support page, called it non-member, and I'm now going to specify this here. Okay. So that's if they can't get access to content that they should. Okay. That's that done there. So now if I save this, we've set up the basics. This is the very, very basic stuff. Okay. We've got two membership levels, an OTO package, and we have our redirect page set up, okay? Is this making sense so far, guys? Does this make sense so far? Hopefully it does. Let's just carry on and we'll see how we get on. Okay, so what I need to do now is set up page restrictions. So if I go to my pages, and let's say I want to make PDF material will be level one. Let's just say, for example, PDF material was level one access. Let's go to edit the page. Now, all we have to do is set you must be a member of level one to have access to this content. If this was a one-time offer page, you would just tick this box. Okay, and that would mean someone has to have that package to access that page. So if I update that now, that's protected. It's done. That page is now protected. Okay. If I go back to my pages and I look at my video training, let's say I wanted this to be a silver level. We just select it there. So as you can see, you can set your levels as I showed you earlier, and then you just add the levels and then update. And that's a simple way to protect your pages. A simple product would just have one level, and that will be it. Just one level, and that will be it. But I understand if you're offering upsells and things like that, you might have all of your pages in one membership site. So hopefully that's making sense. Okay. Now, if we go to this page here, you will see, I'm just going to show you the simple method. If you want to go through the advanced method, you can watch all of the training. I gave you the links. Obviously, you need to be logged into Optimize Member, and you can go through that training. This training here as well, this page I gave you access to, explains how to do it. So as you can see, we have to go to Optimize Member, we have to go to PayPal Pro, and we have to click on free registration forms and then copy this code. Pretty simple stuff. Wait, let's see. Okay, so it is Optimize Member, PayPal Pro, and then free registration. So let's make sure I'm on the right page. Optimize Member, PayPal Pro, and free registration. Now, what you have to do is copy this code here. Now, I've already copied this code into my notepad, and this is it here, okay? This is to create a sign-up form. Now, this is your levels here. So if you wanted to give access to level 2 or 3 or whatever level it is, that's why you would enter the number there. But this is just to get simple access to level 1. So what we're going to do, we're now going to create a registration page. Now, you can duplicate an existing page or you can create a brand new page. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to create a new page. I might regret this, but we'll see. Hold on. Wrong place. Let me go back. I've got to do it through Optimize Press OK. So it's Page Builder. The title is going to be Redchester. Now, the name of the page at this moment is just called Redchester OK. But what we should do is make that a hard to guess page, Redchester with some characters or something like that. That's what I would advise you do. But I'm just going to call this Redchester for the sake of this training. OK, we're going to have a blank page. Wait, I think. We'll try a blank page. We're going to have a membership page. I'm just going to click on this. And I'm just going to click this first link and proceed to step 4. Now, I'm not going to mess about with any of this for now. I'm just going to leave all of this because I'm just creating a basic page in Optimize Press. Okay, and then it will open the live editor, and this is where we can start building the page. So the first thing you would do is obviously create a new row. Now you can build your page however you want. Obviously, I've been teaching you when we did the sales page. I'm going to add an element, and this is going to be my title, so it's going to be a headline. And I'm just going to say thank you. Now, here's where you can put any additional information, any additional instructions, anything you want on your thank you page, such as check your inbox for my email, whatever it may be, just any general information about accessing your product can go here. What I like to put is things like, after registering, please check your spam filter. A lot of people, emails end up in spam, and look, just a basic information about how to access your product, okay? Then we want to add another element. Now, obviously, I'm just doing this very, very quickly. And this time we select code. And we add the code. Oops, hold on. We add the code from our page. Okay. This code here. And then we enter that in and insert. Okay, now obviously this is very, very, very basic just for the purpose of this video. So if I save and continue and view the link, there it is. So obviously, you know, this would say something along the lines of, thank you for your purchase. I really appreciate your business. Please register your details below. You know, please be sure to check your spam filter, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So then the customer adds their name, email, picks a username, clicks on submit, and then the optimized member will send out their information and they get registered as a member. Now, remember, this is the simple method. And something I do want to point out is if, let me just move my questions. If I go back, save and continue. I go to the page itself. So let's go to pages. This is it here. Like I said earlier, you might want to make this a hard to guess page. So I'm just going to put in some numbers like that. I'm actually going to publish this page. The only unfortunate thing is if someone passed this around, obviously other people would get access to your content. Now, something I want to point out is a lot of people are really, really hung up on protecting work, okay? Now, if you're creating a $10 report, a $20 training course, don't get hung up on this sort of thing, okay? If someone passes around your information and people start signing up, you're still getting those people on a mailing list. But, you know, obviously, if you're creating a $1,000 coaching program, you would not use this simple method. You would use the advanced method, which I give you links to, which will protect your content properly, okay? This is just a simple method to protect your content. But this is more than good enough for simple training programs and simple products, okay? I've used this on quite a lot of my products, all right? And most people don't realize that this that link can be passed around and things like that, okay? So, you know, I don't get too hung up on that. I mean, at the end of the day, if someone passed this link around to 10,000 people, I'd have 10,000 people I could potentially market to. That's the way I look at it, okay? If you really, really want to protect everything, use the advanced methods that I showed you. Okay? So that's that done. And really, that's about it. That's your thank you page there. So what happens is we've set this up for level one. So anyone who comes in gets level one access, okay? If you wanted to change, make it level two, you would change this number here to number two. So obviously, if you had an upsell, that would have a different form and a different registration. Remember, anyone who gets access to level two also gets access to level one. Anyone who gets access to level three gets access to two and one and things like that. And just so I can point out here, is it this one? If you have a package here, you know, OTO one or OTO two, that will go away, as you can see here. So if I go back to my form, it will go there. So that will be called OTO1, and I created the package earlier. Okay, that's how you would do that. All right. David is asking, doesn't OP member automatically add them as a paid member or free member without them having to register? It does if you use the advanced method, David. Yes, you have to use the advanced method though, and that's it's very, very hard for me to teach that because there's a lot of metrics involved. Okay, so the training, you know, the links I gave you earlier, when I find the pages again, because we've got lots of pages open now, here will teach you that. Okay, so you can set that up, but I'm just teaching you the simple method. Okay, if you're a member of Optimized Press, you can go and you can follow those videos and you can set it up yourself the advanced way. But obviously, protecting your pages works exactly the same as I've showed you. You assign a level or a package to each page. So my pages now, let me just close a couple of these down. If I go to my dashboard, obviously all my pages will be live. Every single page I create would have a level. Things like support would not have a level. You don't want people to be only able to access your support page. But anything else, you know, modules, anything like that will be assigned a level, okay, depending on your package levels. Okay, so that wasn't too bad. We're doing okay. Now, adding the product to JVZoo, I'm going to walk you through again a simple method of adding a product to JVZoo, and I'm going to show you a very, very simple funnel. Okay, very, very simple, just to keep things, you know, easy to follow. But what I do want to point out is JVZoo have all the training videos you could ever need. Okay, again, I'll give you the link, but you'll find these links from the support link in JVZoo. So that's the link to all the training videos. And you can see there's lots and lots and lots of stuff in here, you know, integrating, adding funnels, just everything you could possibly need to know is on that page. All right. So, adding a product. And first of all, I just want to give you, you know, have a quick look at my JVZoo account here. You can see, obviously, you know, I practice what I preach, and we've got lots and lots of different products in here. Lots of different, you know, there's lots of different products, as you can see, varying amounts of income. But a lot of, you know, some of these products are PLR, some of these are my own products. I just want to, you know, I want to point that out. Okay. Right then. First of all, I just want to make sure I've got the, all the pages I need live for example purposes. Let me make this sales test live as well. I'm going to publish that. So I'm just going to open this in a new window. And I also need access to my register page, which is here. I'm just going to open that as well. So we have the register page and the sales page. Actually, there's something gone wrong here. Why is that not showing? I don't know why that happened. Unless that was the wrong one. Let's have a look at this one. Yeah, we'll use this one. Two seconds, guys. I'm just wanting to check something. Yeah, I don't know why that's happening. And I'm scared in case that happens with this page. So I'm just going to leave the preview link. Okay, because I do want to show a page. And is this the page I worked on? Yeah. Okay, give me 1 second. I just want to clone this page. Let's call this sales 2. Let's see what happens when I publish this. And that did work. So I don't know why that message was coming up earlier. So that's my sales page that I'm going to use, okay? So that's it there. The page we created last week. Okay. Right. Thank you page, sales page. That's all we've got for now, okay? Right then. So when we go to JVZoo, we click on, we log in obviously, we hover over sellers, we go to sellers dashboard, and that this is a button here we click. And incidentally, just the tutorial videos I pointed you to are here, okay? Just if you need any support, if you want to check your videos, that's where it is. Now, I'm just going to quickly run you through simply how to set a product up, okay? Product name speaks for itself, so I'm going to just call this I'm just going to call this John's Test Product 1, okay? Now, I'm not going to show this in the marketplace because it's a test product. I'm not going to allow sales because it's a test product at this moment. But obviously, when you come to sell your product, you would put these both to yes. Unless it's an upsell, then you would probably have that at no. But I'll explain more as I go. Product price. Right, I'm just going to show you for example purposes, this is going to be priced at $9.95. Okay? The commission payout, if you remember, you know, we discussed commission payouts in one of the earlier modules where I talked about the front end possibly being 100% and the rest of the funnel being 50%. So let's just set this at 100%. So that means my affiliate will get every penny. A quantity, if you're going to have a limited quantity, such as 50 sales or 100 sales, you would enter it there. But I personally haven't used that feature. Your support email address speaks for itself. Or your support URL. Hold on, let me see if this will work. Nope. There it is. So you can put and or, and I do believe that will show both in JVZoo. Your landing page, if you've got a landing page, basically before you go live, you know, maybe a coming soon page or something like that, you'll put that here. And you would set that to send all traffic to the sales page after the launch date time, which is up here, okay? So if you had a pre-launch, then you were launching it, let's say, Let me just bring this up. If you were launching on the 24th at noon, that will be it set there. Okay, so then all the traffic would redirect to your sales page after that. Sales page is here. Okay, that's my sales page. I generally don't select this. What that does is it puts the affiliate ID in the URL. I don't like that. If you're not sure what I'm talking about, just leave that set and know. A backup page I've never used. Delivery method, protected download or a thank you page. Well, this is just going to be a thank you page, okay? Again, if you're using the advanced features, you might be selecting protect method. But this is the URL of my thank you page here. Okay. Return period goes without saying, whatever your return period is. I usually have it set to 60 days, but it's entirely up to you. Of course, you want to make your product eligible for product of the day. So tick that box. I won't, as this is a test product. Affiliate approval, set that to manual. Okay, do not auto-approve affiliates because you'll get a lot of affiliates applying who have zero sales. And I'd probably cover this in maybe some advanced training, but if someone has zero sales, they have zero sales for a reason. And yes, they may just be new to JVZoo, but usually it's because they aren't making sales, but they are sending traffic. I've had situations where an affiliate who has zero sales will send me maybe 10,000 clicks and make no sales because they're buying garbage traffic or something like that. And that just cripples your EPCs, your earnings per click. And that's not something we want, okay? Affiliate terms or requirements. So you would add your terms here. You can expand this. You can create a HTML page, use Dreamweaver or some HTML editor and paste it in there. You could have terms such as if you are on zero sales, tell me how you plan to make sales. You'll see a lot of vendors will put things like you must have at least 25 sales to be approved and things like that. So any terms you have there. Notice to affiliates. I think that goes on your affiliates page. I don't think I use that one. And custom receipt info, I don't use that one either. Okay. Checkout options, you must have at least one ticked. You can use, I think, Stripe, and you can use your own merchant account. And if you've got them set up, these options will be here. The JVZoo Marketplace, description for buyers. Well, I'm just going to call this John's test product. Obviously, this is not going to show in the marketplace, but this is what people would see. Your category, 9 times out of 10, your product will be in the internet marketing. Is there a general category? Yep. And you can choose another category there if you want. Keywords, obviously, I tend to just, whatever it's about, so traffic, generation, whatever it may be. I'm going to put my name as well. A social discount, this means if someone hits your page, your order page, you can specify a discount if they share it on Facebook. I have tested this and it's okay, but it's not something I'm really using. Dime sale, let's say for example, we wanted to start by offering this at $4.95, say, let's just say, for example, $4.95. I want the price to go up 1 cent every one sale and it'll max out at $9.95. So this would start at $4.95 and every single time as a sale made, it would climb 1 cent. And once it hits $9.95, which is the max price, then it would stop. That's really, really good when you first launch, okay? Autoresponder integration, they do have training on this, but it's basically a case of, I use Aweber, you put your list name in here. You'd set up a new list in Aweber and put that in there. You might be using GetResponse, you might be using something else, whatever it may be. That will go in there. And what that does is it automatically adds people to your list when they buy, okay? Webinar integration, this allows you to set up people automatically on a GoToWebinar webinar. I actually use this feature. I've used it quite often, and it is a good feature. This is when you get maybe to a more advanced level, so you probably don't need this at the moment. Retargeting, if you're doing Facebook ads, you can basically market to people who are buying your product as well. And I do believe you can set this up as well, so people who visit your sales page, you can remarket to them on Facebook. So if you don't buy, you can then remarket, okay? And then there's external scripts here, which gets into advanced stuff. But this is just basic. And the most basic thing, you know, the things you need to remember, obviously the name of the product and the price, the commission, the thank you page, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, now I might get error messages when I submit this because it's just a test product. But let me just say, I'll save this product. See what happens. Actually, that went through. So if I scroll down, I think it will be down here. See lots of products. Where is it? And let me just find it. That's no good. Let me go back up the top. And let me set the date. I don't know why I can't see it. Give me a second, guys. I'm thinking it's because it's a test product and I haven't made it live. Let me just go through these. Right, Sam, I'll cover all of the questions you've got in a moment. Okay. I do not know why that disappeared. That's no good. Try going back. I don't think this is going to work, but we'll try. What I don't want to do is have to do all that again. There it is. Why was that not there before? I do not know. Okay. Right. First of all, let's look at Sam's questions. How do you get an army of JVZoo, army of affiliates on JVZoo to promote for you? Create a really, really good product that converts, Sam. That's the ultimate way to get affiliates to promote you on JVZoo. Products can take off when you know they get launched. I'm going to cover more about affiliate marketing in a moment. Okay. By the way, it doesn't miraculously happen. It's all about building relationships and things like that, which I will try and explain later on. How do you find them and make them want to promote your product? You build relationships. That's in a nutshell, that's, you know, 99% of good affiliate marketing is relationships. I'm talking building relationships in Facebook, on forums, going to events, that sort of thing. Okay. If you contact me, Sam, and I don't know who you are, and you ask me to promote your product, I won't promote your product. I don't know you. If you build a relationship with me, and do things for me, and help me make sales of my products, then I'm more inclined to then go and look at what you want to do. That's in a nutshell. It's about relationships. And Sam's asking again, how do you increase your APC before you put it on JVZoo for affiliates for more? Again, I'll cover that as well. Okay, so we have this product, and as you can see, it is inactive. Now you have to. It's going to be hard to explain. You have to imagine this is going to be live. Okay. Now what I want to do first of all, see if we can duplicate this. John's test product one. Give me 1 second. It's actually this one. You see if it's at the bottom. There it is. Okay. I'm going to duplicate this. Okay. One good thing about JVZoo, hopefully we'll have two products down here now. There they are. Now, I'm going to edit this one. This is just to show you funnels and things like that. I'm going to just call this test product two. So imagine product one could be your front end, product two could be an upsell. Okay, and I'm just going to, this page here will be different, this page here will be different. The pricing will probably be different depending on what you're doing. The commission on an upsell might be 50%. Let's just say this is $19.95. Well, there's no dime sale on this. So I'm just going to take this off. So basically, just for test purposes, I want to show you this. Okay, so let's save that. And hopefully we've still got two products down here. Okay, Now, what we now need to do is add our buy buttons. You can see JVZoo has a nice link here called buy buttons. I'm going to open this in a new tab just to make it easier. And here are all your buy buttons, okay? Now, before we actually start adding buy buttons, I'm just glad I remember this, we need to create a funnel. So let's go back. All the way at the top. I don't know if this, hopefully this is going to work because they're not live. Sales funnels. You can see here, this is all of the sales funnels I set up. And one good thing about when you use JVZoo, once you've set up a few products, once you've got a few products behind you, it makes it very, very easy to add products. And you know, I've got some products I add to a lot of my funnels. So I can create a new product, but add something from an older funnel. That makes sense. You know, my inner circle goes in a lot of products and things like that. So, you know, just bear that in mind. As you build up your product portfolio, to add a funnel is really easy. So let's just say this works. The front end product, I'm just going to call this test funnel one. Now the front end product is that one there. No, it's got the word duplicate, but that's my front end product. So let's save that. So that's it there. John's test product one. Now we want to add an upsell. Obviously, for the purpose of this training, I'm going to add test product two. Now you can see the way JVZoo works. You can set up if people decline an offer. So obviously, if someone declined this, the downsell could be any one of the products I've had on JVZoo, any one of these. Now, obviously, I could have test product three, four. You know, you set up add. It's basically upsell or downsell. So if someone buys product, we start with product one. We offer them product two when they buy. If they buy it, we offer another upsell if we want. If they don't buy it, we offer a downsell. That's how it works. And this sort of helps you lay it out. Okay? So now we need to add our buy buttons. Now this is the front end for product one. So we need to click on buy buttons. And this is our buy button here. Okay? Now you can see you can choose your buy buttons. You've got lots and lots of choices. You know, let's just use this one for example. And let's go to my sales page, choose a live editor. Let's scroll down to where we will put the button. Now I'm just obviously showing you, you know, this is almost a test page. But we will find where we want to put it. And we did have add to cart buttons here. But I'm just going to add an element here. And let's see if this works. Let's select HTML. I think I might need a center code. This is just code for center to make sure it's centered. Let's see if this works. I need to remove that, and then it's worked. Wait and see. Like so. Let's update this. I hope this doesn't show because that shouldn't. Oh, hold on. That might be. Let me just quickly check this. I got this right. Yeah, that can come out as well. I do believe. I hope I'm right. I don't know why that's saying custom code. Let's have a look and see what it looks like. So let's see how that looks. Is it going to work? Yes. Now you see here we've got this on a different, you know, we probably want a white background, but if I click that, that's going to take me to an order page, which is obviously not set up because it's not live. Now, what we now need to do, this is for the upsell. So now we need to create an upsell page. So what I'm going to quickly do the purpose of the video. I'm going to quickly duplicate this page. So let me go to my pages, dashboard, pages. Sales 2 is a page we're using, so let's clone it. Now, obviously, you're going to do everything I taught you about creating sales pages. Let's call this upsell 1. And let's just call this upsell 1 as well. No gaps. Let's okay that. Let's update. And let's view the page. We're okay. Obviously, remember this is an upsell page now. Okay. Everything is okay. So now we go back to GeoVizu. And we need the button for the upsell. Okay. Which is here. Okay. This making sense, guys? I know it's very, very hard sometimes when you're doing things like this live, but first of all, we need to know thanks. Okay. I'm going to put this in first. Upsell 1, edit the page. This will go underneath where your buy button would be. So we will probably put this here. Let's just duplicate this and edit this. And make this HTML. And let's center this. Can we do that here? No. Let's add some center code. No thanks. I want to pass on this amazing offer. And let's insert that. And that creates a no thanks link with the right code to obviously take people to your download page if they see no or your downsell. Now we need to add the button. What button was it? This one. Let's go for a different button this time just to see how it looks. Let's use this one. Now, obviously, this is clone. This is the old button clone, so we don't need that button. So let's just go to edit here. Edit this code here. And that will go here. Hope this is making sense here in between the center tags. Just pasted that in. Insert. And there's the button for the upsell. Okay. And that's it. So what happens now, if I save this, let's make sure everything's okay. Someone comes along, reads your sales page, they will buy, you will get taken to your order page, they will, fill in their PayPal details, then they get presented with this page. Let me just view the public link, which obviously will be your upsell page. They will be showing your upsell offer. You'll get here to the order section. And they will either buy the upsell or they will pass. If they pass, if you've specified more products in the funnel, they will get shown that next. Obviously, you just set things up exactly as I'm showing you. If it's the end of your funnel, they will then be taken to the thank you page on GeoVizu, and that will be the end of the funnel. Exactly the same if they buy. If it's the end of your funnel, they'll be taken to the thank you page, and then you can access this product and obviously the original product. Now, this could be your level 2 product. It could be your OTO product, whatever. Now, hopefully, this is giving you the basics. Now, I do know that, watching me tonight and I'm doing this live, it's very, very hard sometimes to do this live. When I'm sitting here with an hour to spare on my own, it's very, very easy. You will learn if you go and watch videos on GeoVizu. You will learn if you go and watch videos on OptimizePress. And obviously, there is also a Facebook group. If you just go to Facebook, Facebook and search for JVZoo. There is a Facebook group where you can get tons of help as well. You know, this isn't really hard to do once you've done it once or twice, and it does become easier. Let's just see, we've got a few questions here. John's asking if I can show the process to get Amazon S3 material to work on the thank you page. And John, I did show how to add videos to your membership page using S3, and the process is exactly the same with the sales video, using Easy Video Suite, which in turn uses S3. David is asking, JVZoo tells me I only set up one IP and secret code to interface with my member site. Does that mean you need to set up different JVZoo accounts if you have different member plugins on different sites? No. I only have one JVZoo account, David, and I integrate with Wishlist. I've integrated with OP Member, and I've just used, you know, flat out plain download pages. If I do remember, where am I? Let me go back. Let me close this and go back to my account. If I just pick a product, I don't know why I'm looking to pick up. Let's just pick this product. You know, you see how I've set it up here. But this section here is where you would add different, you know, there's different configurations for different membership sites. There you got Wishlist member there, and value add-on membership, which I've never heard of. But you can have general code, you know, specific codes and things. This is where it gets really, really complicated, and I do not want to be teaching this. And you know, you've got UPN here, IPN, sorry. You know, this is beyond, not beyond me, but it's not something I want to sort of try and teach live. S2 member integration, which is basically the same as OP member. This is where you will, you know, do that sort of thing where you want to make things more secure. But you know, this is sort of when you're getting into advanced stuff. At the end of the day, if you can't do this, there is someone else who can, and you probably find for $10-$20 someone would integrate this for you. David's asking what's the lower half of the funnel chart for. Let me go back. Let me find a funnel I've set up. Okay, it might make more sense. Right, here is let me see. Product launch control. We've got the product launch control. We've got the launch control center, and we've got platinum, gold, and silver, which is different levels. It's hopefully this will, if I look at this, it'll help you see. So here it is here. When someone buys product launch control, they get offered launch control center. Okay? If they say no to launch control center, they get offered the platinum package. If they say yes to launch control center, they get offered the platinum package. You see how that works? That's yes, that's no. Both the same product. If they say no to the platinum package, we offer the gold package. If they say no to the gold package, we offer the silver package. If they say no to the silver package, we offer the bronze package. I know this layout can be a little complicated, but when you play around with it, it makes more sense. And this section here is just to get your buttons. So again, it does look confusing, I will be honest. This will be where your buy button will, this is where you get the buy button for the front end. This is where you will get, let me see, the launch control center is the next product, as you can see. This is where you get the buy button for it. And so on and so on. And you work your way through your funnel. And sorry, there's where you get your buy button for Launch Control Center. So that's the front. That's the upsell. That's the upsell or downsell. That's the downsell. That's how it works, okay? So you have to try and make sure this corresponds here. This is here. This is here. This is here. And then I think if we work down, that's a gold and silver and bronze. I know it looks complicated, but start with a simple funnel with a couple of products, and as you become more advanced, you will be able to add more products, okay? And literally, yeah, DFCM perfect, brilliant. That's what I like to hear. Guys, are you following this up here, or is this beyond some people? I don't know. Just remember, keep it simple to start with. You know, a simple product, a simple launch, and as you become more, you know, adapt on JVZoo, you know, you will get better at this. Okay, so hopefully this is covering, I've covered protecting content and adding a product on JVZoo. If you have any problems, let me know. You know, I'm more than happy to go into your account and have a look if you need me to, or show you where you're going wrong. You know, but once you get to play with JVZoo, it really is a fantastic system, and they are really looking after their vendors and affiliates. They're doing, you know, tons and tons of really good stuff. Okay, right then, a few more things I want to cover. Let me just move my questions in. I want to show you, I've got some JVZoo, I've got some affiliate pages I want to show you, but I've also got a small presentation I want to run. That's just all about, you know, getting affiliates. And I think it was Sam who was asking earlier, you know, about getting affiliates. Now, feel free to ask questions as I go, and I try and keep up, okay? Okay, Sam's asking, if you outsource this process, they know everything. How do you prevent that person from stealing your content? Sam, I would never worry about that, stealing content. I mean, this is a lot of people really do get, not hung up. I'm trying to think of the right phrase to use. Overprotective with their work. Believe me, Sam, if I wanted to steal your work, I could probably find out how I could do it. I could find someone who would know how to do it. Photoshop can't protect their work. People use hooky versions of Photoshop. Windows can't protect their work. You know, we've just heard this instance with this latest film. I can't even remember the name. It was out in the internet. Madonna's just had a ton of her material released on the internet. That's why she's suddenly putting stuff on iTunes. Why should we worry about an ebook or a training course when professional big corporations can't protect their work? Okay. Yes, you can put some level of protection in place. But if people want to get your work for free, they will do it, okay? Don't worry about that. Worry about the people who are prepared to give you money. Worry about the customers who are prepared to give you money. Now, what I will say though, Sam, if you're outsourcing, you have to give someone access to your JVZoo account or your Aweber account or your hosting account. Set them up with a temporary password, okay? Set them up with something that you can then change, okay? Obviously, you don't want a potential outsourcer accessing Aweber after they've set up something for you or accessing your hosting or something like that, okay? But as for protecting work, I just keep it simple. I really do. David's asking, do you not set up redirect links in OP since JVZoo redirects via funnels? No, I just do it all through the funnel, David. Okay. Right then, I've got just a little bit of training I do want to cover, and I want to show you some examples of my JV pages. And then really, that's the bulk of hopefully the training done, and you'll be in a position to then go and put the product on JVZoo. Okay. Now, as for launching, I am definitely going to do another module in a couple of weeks' time after New Year. I'm definitely going to show you me launching the product and setting it up. Okay. Because I do believe you should see that. And Sam as well, you'll get to see how I put a product out there and how I launch a product. Okay. But the first thing I want to talk about is, you know, the obvious: put together an affiliate program. We talked about this in one of the earlier modules. The big mistake people make with not just PLR content is with a lot of, you know, putting products out there is they don't have an affiliate program. And more than 90% of my traffic comes from affiliates. So make sure you put together an affiliate program, which is something JVZoo makes so, so easy. Secondly, try and get some metrics. Now I say try because obviously in early days, if you don't have the experience, maybe it's a little harder, but what you should try and aim to do is drive some traffic yourself, get some figures, you know, possibly by using paid advertising. If you've got any existing subscribers, you know, mail to those. If you've got, you know, a Facebook account where you can drive traffic, you know, through groups, through your own Facebook pages, try and get some metrics before you go live to your affiliates, because then you can tell affiliates, you know, it's converting at, I don't know, $1.80 on the front, $6.20 on the back, you know, whatever. You know, if you can get some metrics, it really does make things easier. If you're green and there's nothing, you've never done anything before, just get it launched and put it out there. And hopefully the fact that JVZoo can bring you traffic, you know, just through the marketplace, you'll hopefully get some good metrics anyway. But it's always better if you have some facts and figures to give affiliates before you go live. But if you can't do that, put the product out there and hopefully you'll start to see sales come in. I'm just going to put this out there. Your sales copy must be amazing. Again, if this is something that's new to you, you know, you need to try and make sure your page looks the part. You need to try and make sure your copy is good. The biggest advice I can give you is don't create graphics yourself. Like I said earlier, you know, I strongly believe more than half of the, you know, more than 50% of a good page is copy is the look, probably more. If a page looks bad, people bail. Okay, so your sales copy must be amazing. And, you know, I would say if you really, really want to get serious at this, go and learn copywriting. Learn a little bit more about writing copy. I obviously covered it, but, you know, there's better people than me to learn from in that department. create a comprehensive JV page, something I'm going to show you, you know, after this presentation, I'm going to show you some examples. But basically, a good JV page will have all the information about promoting your product, and what the product does, and how much an affiliate can earn, and all of the tools you need. Okay, if you get that right, that's a good JV page. Have a killer sales funnel. Again, with your first couple of launches, that might not happen, but what you will find is over time, you will generate more products on JVZoo, and then you can simply add more products to your sales funnel. A good sales funnel will have something reasonably high priced, something recurring, and you know, usually about 3 or 4 products in the funnel. For example, the recent launch I did, Product Launch Control, the front end sold for $19.95. The first initial upsell was $3.95 recurring, not very high price, but converted over 70%. We had a $9.97 upsell, a $97 downsell, and then a $27 downsell. And then we had another $67 product in the members area. That to me is a killer sales funnel. We paid affiliates right the way through, which includes the back end, the $9.97 upsell. A lot of marketers will have a launch just to get people, build a customer list to sell something high ticket to. If you can include affiliates in anything high ticket you do, you want to get more affiliates. I mean, you can imagine, you know, when we sell a 997 upsell and affiliates getting, you know, almost $500 commissions, you can imagine what they must think when that happens. Are they going to be more inclined to promote your products if you keep paying them, you know, almost $500 commissions? Of course they are. So just remember, you know, the more you pay your affiliates, the more your affiliates are likely to support you. You know, that sort of answers one of Sam's questions. If, you know, some vendors will reluctantly pay some commissions, maybe only pay 50% on the front, maybe not include a 497 back-end product, which they should. And then obviously if affiliate doesn't do as well as they hope, they're not going to promote you again, or they're going to, you know, be more inclined not to. Give affiliates everything they need. You know, by that I mean all the tools you need, email copy, you know, graphics, thank you page graphics, source files as well, bonus templates, whatever they might need, give them it, okay? And this one is a big one. If you're having a launch, you know, let's say you're having a 7-day launch, keep affiliates updated, okay? Don't, you know, launch on day one and then not get in touch with your affiliates for 2 or 3 days. I've had situations where, you know, I know people who are launching products and they might not have a very, very good first day. So they get disheartened and stop mailing their affiliates or stop keeping their affiliates updated. You know, that's the worst thing you could do. If people are promoting your product, they need to know what's happening. They need to know how sales are going. They need to know EPCs. They need to know where they are on the leaderboard. They need to just know everything about what's going on. You should be mailing your affiliates at least once a day during a launch, at least once a day. This one is a big one. And some people might disagree with this, but have you ever gone to an affiliates page where the vendor will say, give me your name and email to receive your affiliate tools? If you do that to me, I'm closing the page and going. Why should I be forced to opt in to get the tools to promote your product? It's just something that really, it's a pet hate of mine. And I don't care who you are. You could be one big marketer. And if you ask me to promote your product and I agree, you will force me to opt in, I'm not going to do it. I almost think it's almost an insult that you want to capture my email to have me promote your stuff. Give affiliates a chance, you know, an option to opt in. Ask them if they want to become a preferred partner. Ask them if you want some extra training, you know, things like that. But don't force them unless, you know, just try and avoid it. I'm being a little bit hypocritical here because I do have one program where you have to opt in, and that's my partnership program. But the reason that is because you have to be whitelisted and I have to vet you. But with most of my affiliate, you know, programs, you will not have to opt in, and you shouldn't do it. Okay. Sam's asking what keywords to type in Skype and Facebook to find affiliates. I would dare say affiliates, Sam. I don't use Skype very, very much. I only use Skype for calls, so I don't know about affiliate groups. But Facebook, the words like JV and you know, anything related to affiliate marketing. You know, if you go to Facebook now and start typing affiliate and JV, joint venture, you definitely want to find groups. This one as well. If things aren't going the way you planned, don't go and extend a JV competition. Don't take prices down. Don't change the rules, because you'll probably find you're going to upset a lot of affiliates who may never promote for you again. I've seen this happen. I've had this happen. I've had, you know, situations where I won a JV competition and the vendor changed the price, you know, of the prize because he didn't have as many affiliates on board. At the end of the day, if you tell me I'm going to win $1,000 for coming first and I win your competition, don't come to me after the, you know, afterwards and say, yeah, here's your $500 because I changed the rules halfway through. You know, I don't think some vendors realize when they do things like this how much, you know, it's hurting them. Word gets round. Marketers talk through social media about, you know, other things that other marketers are doing, you know. Just don't do it. Don't sort of change things to suit you. If you're going to change the rules, if you're going to change something, it should be beneficial. You know, for example, adding an extra competition, adding extra prizes, but don't do anything that takes away from affiliates. Make yourself available goes without saying. Affiliates should have your email, an email address to reach you, your support desk, a telephone number if possible, Skype details, things like that. And you should be available, you know, most of the time, you know, apart from when you're asleep for obvious reasons, but, you know, you should be manning your affiliates' email communications. You know, whatever it may be, email, Skype, whatever, just make yourself available and don't ignore, you know, any emails from people, because you're going to get contacted from affiliates, you're going to get requests, you're going to get people asking for maybe a personal graphic or something along those lines. So just make yourself available. Reciprocate goes without saying, but so many people don't do it. If I promote your big launch, you know, make you $5,000, promote your next big launch a couple of months later, make you a couple of $1,000, promote another launch for you, make you a couple of $1,000, and then come to you, you know, a few months later and see I've got a launch going on and you ignore me. Do you think I'm going to work with you ever again? No. Okay? You don't have to, I'm not saying you have to promote my product every single time, but it works, it's two ways, okay? Sometimes my product might not be a fit for your audience. That's absolutely fine. Tell me. You know, don't ignore me. Tell me. And don't get greedy by thinking, you know, what I do see happen a lot is a big marketer will have a big launch and make a lot of money, but then he doesn't reciprocate. And then a year later or 6 months later, he'd have another launch. It's not as big. The reason being, all of these people he, you know, had supporting him are not going to support him again. Okay? It works both ways. Just remember that. Remember what I said earlier about, you know, 90% of this is about relationship building. I have, you know, a group of affiliates I can go to. I can be launching something tomorrow and they're probably trying to help me. And it works both ways. I've got a group of people who I do anything to help them get traffic to their product. You know, just remember that, okay? Affiliates don't automatically just promote for you. You build relationships over time. Join mastermind groups. The most common being Facebook groups. There's tons of JV networks out there. I'll actually try and find a few and give you links and put them underneath the video, because you know there are quite a few out there. So hopefully that will help you as well, Sam. Places like, you know, the Warrior Forum are good places to talk about affiliate marketing and sort of build relationships. You know, other social media networks, I'm not so sure, but for me, you know, I like to try and sort of build relationships through just communicating, you know, through email, through forums, through Facebook, through going to events. You know, that's a brilliant way to sort of build these relationships. But what I would say, don't just do this and contact people and say, will you promote my launch? Will you promote my launch? Will you promote my launch? Just, you know, that's probably the worst thing you could do. You're going to put people off. Build a relationship first. And if you can, do something for the other marketer first, you know, drive some traffic to their offer and help them in whatever way. Build the relationships, and then obviously you'll find you've got a much, much better chance of getting mailings from people. Give access to your product to anyone that asks. Now, this one is a little controversial, I would say, and it would really depend on, you know, if I had a $2,000 coaching program and someone asked me who I never knew, yeah, I would have to investigate further. But 9 times out of 10, if someone asks me for access to my product for review purposes, I will give them access. And the main reason is I don't know how many sales that person is capable of making. Okay? You could see a note to someone who was just about to make you 500 sales of your product, and all you have to do is give them a link. You know, is it really that bad to give someone a link to something that is digital in nature? It's not costing you anything. You're not going out of your way. There's not no work involved. Just give them a link, and let that be it. I wouldn't say put a link on. I wouldn't recommend putting a link on your JV page where people can just go and get access. But if someone asks you for access, yes, feel free to ask questions. But you know, I would 9 times out of 10, I give them a link. Big one. This is a big one. Don't go to people and say, I've got a product launch going on and it's really, really good. You've got to be excited about your product. You've got to tell people that how long you've been working on it. You've got to tell people how excited you are that the launch is coming up. You've got to tell people that you hope, you're going to make your affiliates tons and tons of money. You've got to be excited. You haven't got to be like this when you launch your product. Okay? So in any JV videos you make, anything along those lines, any communication, be excited. Because if you're not excited about your product, your affiliates won't be excited about your product. Believe me, it comes across. It even comes across in email, okay? You're trying to build a buzz about your product, so be excited about it. Right, Sam's asking a good question here, actually. Some sellers say they offer 200% commissions to attract affiliates. I'm lost. Could you explain this? Yeah, some affiliates do. It's not something I personally do. But some affiliates will offer 200, 300, possibly more in commissions. And usually that will just be on the front-end product. And how it would work is, let's say you had a $10 front-end product and you offered me 200% commission. So if I earned, $700 in commissions, you would then send me $700 as well. So you would basically double my commission. So you would manually send that money. But you would usually, the only people who are doing that are people who have something high ticket on the back end where they're probably not paying their affiliates. They're doing that for a reason. It's because they've got a funnel in place. They know their metrics. They know, if they have to sell 1,000 copies, they know roughly how many coaching programs they're going to sell, and they'll have that covered. And that's why they do that. But yeah, any extra percentage you would send manually. Run a JV competition. I mean, we've talked about this briefly, but with JVZoo, let me quickly show you. I want to do this. Hopefully I can quickly do this. Oops. That's all you do. Add an affiliate contest. Okay. Date the competition starts. Date the competition ends. Apply to funnel if you want to include the whole funnel in the contest. I just usually have the front end only, so I have that set and on. All the details here. You don't even have to have prizes, just have a leaderboard. And what JVZoo will automatically do, it will automatically create a leaderboard. So if you can't afford to pay prizes, have a bragging rights contest. Okay, always do it. Right, let me go back. Obviously, if you offer prizes, you've got more chance of getting affiliates on board, but always have some sort of competition. Keep providing fresh email copy. And this is, again, pretty crucial. When you're mailing your affiliates, try and include some swipe in the email you send out. So, let's say on day three, you've got a leaderboard update. You're announcing a new competition. You're saying, look, things are going fantastic. We've had, 600 sales so far. The top guys, excited, of course. For the next 24 hours, whoever makes the most sales, I'm going to give $200. That's all the information you need. Here's the email to send. Just look below, copy, paste, put your affiliate link in, send. Give them the copy in the email you send, and keep updating your JV page as well with fresh email copy. Educate your affiliates. If you can do anything to help your affiliates make more sales, by educating them, do it. If you've got any advice to give them, I'm always telling my affiliates to create bonus pages. I'm always telling my affiliates to implement what I call a crush campaign, where if they send multiple emails on the last day, they'll make a lot of sales. I'm always trying to educate my affiliates so that if they make more money, obviously I make more money. So as you become more experienced and you learn more, obviously pass that on to your affiliates. If you know how to, get sales as an affiliate, pass that on to your affiliates, because then they can get more sales of your product and everybody wins. Enjoy your launch. A lot of people get stressed, and don't get me wrong, I've had some very, very stressful launches. You know, the bigger the launch, the more stressful it can be, but try and enjoy it. And the best way to enjoy a launch is to get everything lined up before you go live. You know, don't be doing things at the last minute, which I am guilty of so many times. But if you get it all done in advance, you and everything works, there's nothing better than sitting back when you go live, you know, with a beer, watching the sales come in, and try and enjoy it, because, you know, when you get it right, it's one of the biggest buzzers you can have online. Okay. And finally, learn from your launch. You will make mistakes. Learn from them. You know, did you do something wrong? Did you find you gave away too much in prize money? Did you find that, you know, not as many people supported the middle of your launch or the end of your launch? Did you find that a lot of people who said they were going to promote didn't? Try and learn why these things happen and learn from it. Then the next time you have a launch, you can obviously have bigger and better launches. I'm still learning from every single launch I do, but I do find I, you know, I've made a lot of changes over the years. And, you know, I learn, try and learn from everyone. Okay. Couple of things I want to show you, actually four pages. I just want to show you some example JV pages. You know, a JV page is almost, it's a little bit like a sales page. You're trying to sell the fact an affiliate should promote your product. You're trying to sell a potential affiliate, you know, on promoting your product. Couple of things I want to point out with most of my pages, you know, all the pages I'm going to show you include tools, but I just want to, you know, quickly show you this launch, Product Launch Control 2.0. Now, if I go back to Sales Dashboard, if I search for Product Launch Control, give me a second, guys. Actually, I'm going to search for the word launch. So, you can see this is obviously one of the upsells. Affiliates have got 50% of anything you see earned here. The gold package has done well. I just want to show you the product launch control. 1,321 sales of this product, $26,000 in sales. And I just go launch control center. This is a $395 upsell. It's done $5,500. That's recurring. Let me just quickly go back up. Obviously, you can see the platinum package, you know, all of the funnel. That's probably done about, I'm just guessing at the moment, about $65,000 in sales. And obviously, we had to use this page to convince affiliates to promote. You can see this at productlaunchcontrol.net/JV. We actually have a little bit of a comedy element in the JV video. One thing I will point out, when you're doing a JV video, you don't have to be as formal, as serious as when you're doing a sales video. You can be casual. You can see, you know, I don't think I've even brushed my hair properly. We're dressed in just T-shirts and we're casual about it. Straight away, we're telling people about the commissions that can be earned. Always have a prominent JV Zoo button, which will take them to the page to promote the product. Okay. And there's all the information people need. A link to the contest, which is now over. Well, you can see we have a top 10 there. You know, very, very simple stuff. If I go back, EPCs, you know, we've got our metrics. We can tell people what affiliates, we can tell affiliates what they've got the potential to earn. We've got really good EPCs on the front for our top performing affiliates. We've got monthly recurring. We've got a 997 upsell where the affiliate gets paid 50%, something you don't see very often. We'll just remind people throughout the funnel, 50%. We've got links to all the various places. We had a prize contest, affiliate tools, which includes training, bonus training, showing people how to implement the crush campaign, all the swipe. Look, during the launch as well, we tell people when to send out emails. So we're not just saying, here's your emails. We're telling people when to do it. Educating affiliates again. And obviously, we've got the leaderboard as well. And your affiliate link, okay? Very, very important you have a prominent link for people to get their affiliate link, okay? Don't force affiliates to opt in. They can choose to do to opt in, and believe me, most do. Graphics to explain the funnel. Everything is laid out for, in a simple way for an affiliate, okay? This launch actually just finished a few days ago at the time of doing this webinar. I just want to quickly show you another one, Easy Video Solutions. This was something I did with Omar Martin. You can see it's got a similar layout. You know, tested at 21.73% conversion. So we're telling people we've tested it. And the funnel makes you the $90 for sale. We've got less than a 2% refund rate. This is all positive stuff for affiliates. We're telling people we're having a 4-day sort of blowout. So they only have to mail for 4 days. We've tested the email campaign. Everything is tested. So an affiliate comes along and says, wow, this can do well for me. Don't have to do much work. Everything's tested. Everything's in front of me. Okay. So you can see we've got the stats on our buyer traffic. We actually do point out it's buyer traffic because you always do better with that, but we still have good stats. Similar link, you know, all the different things, contest prizes, leaderboard, contact details to get in touch with us. Telling people if, you know, step one, join our affiliate program, but they don't have to opt in, they can just click here. And all of the tools you need. Very, very similar to Product Launch Control. Another one I just want to quickly point out, this one doesn't have a video on. It's just very, very simple. You know, maybe you're not comfortable doing video. Prominent link to the request approval, an explanation about the product and the funnel, and then the promo tools. That's a simpler page. And finally, I just want to show you a GAP blog layout. This is for Simple Traffic Solutions. This is just a standard WordPress install, so I'm not using Optimized Press 2 here. And incidentally, all of these other pages were created using Optimize Press 2. Just, you know, just play around with it and feel free to model any of my pages. I don't mind one bit. This is just a simple blog layout. You know, we had a lot, you see, we had lots and lots of monthly competitions. Everything you need to know about the product and the funnel. Again, I was paying affiliates on the back end. Your affiliate link, again, you're not forced to sign up. Promo tools. You know, everything you need, all the different prizes I offer, the fact I will reciprocate. I do believe I had something else I can't find. No, and then the blog. So obviously everything an affiliate needs to know. Okay. I think that's it, guys. Now just bear in mind these pages here, you know, we're just all these are just different modules, different elements, as I taught you last week with the sales page. It's just the same sort of layout. Feel free to model any of these pages. I do not mind, okay? And that's it. Now, what I do want to show you, if I go back to my dashboard, it's very, very hard to show you without, because obviously I can't make this test product live. Ooh. If I go to edit this, okay, allow sales, yes, make sure with this date, whatever this is passed. So obviously I would say this today is the 23rd. So if I set this to just, you know, the 23rd, the current time, allow sales, yes. If I click save, that will be live. That will be ready to make sales, okay? And that's it. You know, when you go live, let me just, I just want to show you one more thing. If I go to the homepage, yeah, I think it's here actually. Right, you have products you can send notifications on, see notifications. This is a brilliant feature with JVZoo. When someone buys a product from you, they get put on your mailing list, okay? Like, you can tick either tick or untick a box where they can be notified if you have another launch. So when you launch a product, now these are upsell products, so that I'm not sending notifications, but you just send notification. Now, as you can see, I have 5,077 customers on my JVZoo list. So if I click you know, this button here right now, that would send an email out to 5,077 people saying, John Thornhill has released a new product. So when you start to build up your customer base, you know, you start to have launches and have sales, you can quickly create a product from PLR, come in here, send a notification, and you're done. You know, you can make tons of sales just by using this feature. And this is a very, very powerful feature of JVZoo. Also, I do believe there's another place, and I do need to check though. I've got to try and find it. When you're first starting out, there's a place to announce your launch. I think let me just quickly check something. I think this is it here. It could it be or not? No, it's a sales page. I'm gonna try and find it. There is a way to announce it in the marketplace as well, and I can't find it, unfortunately, guys. And I do apologize. And I'm not going to spend all day looking, but there is another way. There's like a little rocket icon. It's possible it's been took down because I'm sure it was here. there's a little like a rocket icon, and you can announce it in there as well, and that gets put into the marketplace as an announcement. Let me just quickly, if I go here. No. Yeah, this is it here. So they end up in here. I'm really sorry, guys. I don't know how to announce this. Let me just quickly look. No. I'd have to try and find that out and maybe find out how to... Oh, hold on. No, that's just the list. Sam is asking, how would a newbie prevent a PayPal from freezing his account if he suddenly gets a big amount of money in his account? It's sort of a nice problem you would have if that happened, but I mean, if you know you're going to have a lot of sales, and sometimes you won't, you can let PayPal know. But as long as you're doing everything above board with PayPal, they won't freeze your account. They'll restrict it, and you can still take sales. And as long as you check out everything's above board, you've got nothing to worry about, Sam. You know, I've had a couple of little issues with PayPal over the years, but most of the time I've been okay. Obviously, I've been selling on PayPal for 15 years, almost 16, 14, 15 years. So I do have a lot of transactions behind me. But, you know, if you're starting out, and, you know, let's say you open a PayPal account, and you do 10 grand in sales the next day, you will, you know, will be frozen while PayPal investigate, because they've got to protect themselves. But, you know, if you know a big launch is coming, you can contact PayPal and say, look, I've got a big launch coming up. I'm expecting lots of sales. Can you put a note on my account? And while it will still be flagged, at least the note will be there. But just make sure everything you're doing is above board. Don't make false claims on sales pages. Don't, you know, use copy that's going to possibly put your account at risk, you know, how to earn $1 million in a week, things like that. And don't go overboard with false information on your sales page, and you will be absolutely fine. Okay, guys, any more questions? Because, you know, I think the next sort of video will be more about launching, and I'd possibly do another video about, you know, some advanced stuff. And I really wish I could find that launch feature, although maybe it's been taken away, because I'm sure it was in the seller's dashboard. So yeah, hopefully, you know, we've covered everything we needed to cover today. So let me see if we've got more. Yeah. Claudio is asking, for every product I create, I have to create a blog with Optimized Press. Yes, more or less, you would. I mean, don't get me wrong, you possibly could have different levels of sales pages. You know, you could at a central domain. But yeah, when I create a new product, I create a new install of Optimized Press and a new members area. Sam's just asking, where can I find some JV page samples? Do you have any? Sam, I've just showed you four. Let me put the links in the chat. In fact, productlaunchcontrol.net/JV.
Hey, JV. Whoops. Dan from here. Hi, guys.
Let me shut that up. Easy-video-solution/JV. We're trying to make these easy to remember. MillionaireMarketingBootcamp.com/affiliates. I'll actually copy and paste that one. I'll put them all in. Why not? And what you can do as well, I'll quickly show you in a second. Oops, hold on, wrong link. And I think it was this one. What you can also do is go to the JVZoom marketplace. Okay. Look at the top sellers. This is something you should be doing. I mean, this product here, don't know what it is. If I click on affiliate details, it's obviously a top seller, so it's doing well. So if I click on the sales page, which I don't know what it is, but we'll see. It's an OP2 page by the looks of it. You know, you just wait and find out what's working.
Hi there, it's chatting nicely, and I've got a special.
I can't, yeah. And then if I look at the page, I can see how it's working. You know, see the look of it. get ideas. You know, you can say this is a really good page, but anyone could create a page that looks as good as this. Anyone with 4P2. Okay. If I go back, there's no information. I tend to have some information here about how to get on the JV page. Let me just try another one. Let me just close this. Optimize Hero. I wonder if that's something to do with Optimize Press. There you go. This guy's got more. You know, the first one is making a mistake. I need to get swipe. I need to find out more about it. And there's it. There it is there. So then I can see, you know, how people are putting affiliate pages together. And at the end of the day, these are guys who are doing well because it's number two on JVZoo. Very simple funnel, but you know, everything is explained. This is how you learn. You go and look at what other people are doing, other successful sellers. I'm going to do one more. This guy's got a lot of terms and conditions, as you can see. He's telling you all about it here. Is he going to link to a page? Yeah. This guy's doing it perfectly. There's his JV page. This looks fantastic. And if I go back, and back again, actually, I just go back here. Obviously, if I check out the sales page as well, that's live. This is how you learn, guys. This is how you learn copy. It's how you learn how to make pages look good. I think we're going to see a pattern with most of these pages, that these flat-looking pages that use...
Are you tired of working your tail off on your online business?
I do recognise that voice. I'm sure that's Matt Garrett. But yeah, you can see, you know, again, OP2, I think. Yeah, it is Matt Garrett as well. Good friend of mine. So yeah, you know, this is how you learn. This is how you learn. David's asking, how do new customers get login credentials, username and password? That will be through, obviously, when you set up Optimize Member, it will send, when they sign, fill out the registration form, it will send out their username and password. Claudio's asking, how do I create the affiliates page? Well, you would use Optimize Press 2, and I showed you nearly all of the features last week when I created a sales page, and it's just basically you're writing a sales page for affiliates. You could, you know, use the examples I've shown you to model, or you could go on JVZoo and just see what other affiliates are doing. But at the end of the day, you need to build an affiliate page that's giving away all the information about your product. And by the way, guys, I do have some bonus material I forgot to mention I'm giving you. I've got a few bonus checklists and reports that sort of tell you the sort of thing you should be mentioning on affiliate pages, how to put the right affiliate page together, things like that. That will be included with the recording, okay? Okay. Now, I don't know if anyone came in late. I don't know when I'm going to get this recording up online. I've actually got another webinar in 3 hours. I'm going to try and get this online before Christmas, but I can't guarantee it. But it will go up between Christmas and New Year if it doesn't, okay? The position I want you guys in is when we hit the New Year, you're in a position to launch something, and I'm going to launch something on JVZoo and show you, okay? I'm going to show you how it, you know, I'm going to make it go live. I'm going to use the JVZoo features to get some sales in, and then you're going to see how that goes. All right, so let me see if there's any more questions. I'll give it 10 seconds. If there's any more questions, I'll keep going. And if not, I think we will call it a day there. So I hope you guys have enjoyed this. I mean, you know, it's been hairy at times doing this live, but I have thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed it. And obviously, I'm still going to add content to this. There's still going to be more training. If there's anything you want me to cover, please let me know. Get in touch through support, and I'll see what I can do. Okay, guys?